Avian influenza is a contagious viral disease that affects many bird species, including domestic poultry and wild birds. However, some birds can carry the disease without showing any sign of it. During the migration of wild water birds, the risks for small flock poultry increases because there's a greater chance the flock could come into contact with wild birds. Dr. Colleen Christensen is a veterinary pathologist with Alberta Agriculture, and she joins us on the line.
We want to get our message out to the small flock producers because we feel that they are an industry that is requiring more information regarding health, disease, and biosecurity practices.
Are there things that small flock owners can do to protect the flock and reduce the risk?
The first thing is to try and prevent their flock from coming in direct contact with the wild birds, ducks, geese in particular. Make sure that their pens have a wire over top of them, for example, to prevent the ducks from coming and landing directly within the area to which their domestic poultry is going to have access to. And if they have access to dugouts, for example, where they can actually land on them, to have a water system that in which it could be treated before they're actually giving the water to their birds. So those are a couple ideas. But the main thing is to try and prevent direct contact with sea ducks, the geese, other wild birds at this time, with their domestic poultry.
What are some things to watch for to know if your birds might have avian influenza?
Influenza comes in two different forms, and the one we're concerned about is the high pathogenic avian influenza. This one in particular causes severe disease in poultry. And when we look at our birds, for example, things you want to watch for are changes in egg production and increased mortality in the flock. So if your birds all suddenly start dying. Other symptoms to watch for could be swelling around the head and neck, respiratory signs, so if they look like they're having difficulty breathing. There's another form of this influenza that can cause nervous signs, and the nervous signs then would refer to trembling of the birds. They sit there and they tremble. They are unable to walk properly or hold their head in a proper position, or even will persistently hold their head in an abnormal position. So those are a few of the things that people need to watch for.
If you see any symptoms, be sure to contact your veterinarian. For more information, you can also check out a new fact sheet, Avian Influenza and Small Flock Poultry. It's on Alberta Agriculture's website, or you can call 403-948-8575.